Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How's your heart? Sometimes people take that kind of literally. If you've been having cardiac tests lately, this literal question is very much on your mind. The heart is that organ that keeps you going. If the heart stops, we have artificial ways to keep it going. But the heart is what keeps us going. But we also talk about the heart in more poetic ways. I recall, I'm not going to name any names, a confirmation student we had a few years ago. And when we had sermon notes or worship service reflection notes that the young people had to fill out, one of the questions was, "What was your favorite hymn this morning?" And the sub-question under it was, "How did it touch your heart?" And we had one very literal thinking young student who said, "If it touched my heart, I'd die." Fair enough. We don't take hymns and push them onto your beating heart. We hope the hymns will touch your heart, though. As we hope the Word of God touches your heart. As we hope the actions of Jesus touch all of our hearts. And so Jesus is getting challenged here. First by the Pharisees, and then by his disciples, and then by this Canaanite woman. And when the Pharisees challenge Jesus, Jesus says, the prophet Isaiah prophesied rightly. about you. When he said, the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We know the story. The Pharisees had all the right religious answers. And they wanted to make sure everybody else had the right religious answers. And so, what are they doing? Following Jesus around to see how they wash their hands? I guess that might have been part of the job description. But Jesus isn't overly concerned with the Pharisees. So he takes off and goes with the disciples. And the disciples, who are also good religious people, said, hey, Jesus, do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? You see, there's a cultural thing here. Like, everybody else in the church says, you gotta wash your hands this way. All the other real religious people say, you gotta wash your hands this way. And Jesus says, it's not about washing hands. You do know that, don't you? The kingdom of God does not rise and fall on how we wash our hands. Because Jesus is talking about bigger issues. And so he gets into this next scenario where he's confronted by a Canaanite woman. Now they're up in Tyre and Sidon, so she's in her own place. I mean, she's not out of place there. And some of us have been hanging around Scripture long enough to go, oh, Canaanite. Okay, that's a name I know from Scripture. She's a Canaanite woman. It's a big deal. But to the disciples, to Jesus' peers, to say a Canaanite woman would be how other people you've heard spit out the name of someone from a different culture, a different ethnicity. You've heard it. Those Mexicans, those Iraqis, those Syrians, those refugees, those immigrants. This is the bundle that comes with the word Canaanite in Jesus' day. They would spit the word Canaanite. But she knows something about Jesus, and she's chasing after him. Jesus, Lord, Master, Son of God, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus gives, this is an odd story, Jesus gives the right party line answer. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Why does he say that? Theologians who've studied the Bible far more deeply than I have disagree on what that means. But we all know that Jesus knows he's not just sent to the lost sheep of Israel. In fact, he knows the prophets. And the prophet Isaiah, in our first lesson this morning, said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. The prophets knew the Messiah wasn't just going to come for the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus knew that too. But maybe he was just using the right words. Because the disciples were already freaked out because the Pharisees were angry at Jesus for not washing hands right. We don't know. What we do know is the woman persisted. The woman knew Jesus was the answer to her daughter's problems. Scripture doesn't go into details about that either. Possessed by what? People are possessed by a lot of things. Fears and addictions. Possessed by hatred, possessed by anger. She was possessed. And Jesus starts this banter with the woman. It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Whoa. That's kind of harsh. But the woman comes back and she says, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." You see, she understood something about Jesus. And this dialogue plays it out for us. She knows what everybody else there thinks of her. But she also knows that Jesus is the answer. There is one answer for her daughter. There is one answer for her. And Jesus is that answer. And even the crumbs, the leftovers, will be just fine when Jesus is the answer. I don't know if you know this. You've probably had preachers tell you this before. But it's purported that the last words of Martin Luther on his deathbed were, "We are all beggars, telling other beggars where to find the bread." And the bread is the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. This woman keeps coming at Jesus. And maybe it's for the disciples to see. She's a nobody. She's a foreign nobody in their eyes. But she is somebody to Jesus. And he says, "Woman, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faith." And the daughter was healed instantly. Sometimes we go banging against human doors, looking for solutions. And sometimes we have to speak out against very human problems. But as people of faith, where our hearts are, matters to Jesus. Who is this first source of our hope? Who is the one who gives us courage and confidence to be people of hope and peace and love and truth and justice? It's Jesus. Jesus is the center, the foundation, the one who heals. And so as Jesus is talking about the heart, he says, "What comes out your mouth proceeds from the heart." And he talks about the nasty things that come out of our mouths. Evil intentions. Plenty of that going around in the world. Murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and slander. Those are the nasty things that come out the mouth because the heart isn't attached to Jesus. It's like the contrast with fruits of the Spirit. If the things that come out of the mouth are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, generosity, that's a heart that's found its rest and healing in Jesus. May all hearts, regardless whatever happens in our community, in our country, in our world, may our hearts find their rest and their peace and their joy and their love and their compassion and all those other good gifts. May we find them only through Christ our Lord, that compels us to go out and share them with the world desperately in need of those gifts. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.